There's a light at the end of the darkness, and it shines for all the world to see. It will shine on your heart if you will let it. I was blind when it finally shines on me. As you walk down the path, life will lead you, and your way becomes dim and hard to see. There's a light shining bright for a beacon. It's a gift God has given you and me.
There's a light at the end of the darkness. So look up when you are down, and try to believe. Sometimes we have to be knocked down to make us look upward.
Lord, I was looking up through the bottom when it finally shined on me.
There is hope in that light for the hopeless, and a soothing balm for pain and misery. It's as near as your faith, but sometimes seems fleeting. Lord, I was blind when it finally shined.
There's a light at the end of the darkness. So look up when you are down and try to believe. Sometimes we have to be knocked down to make us look upward.
Lord, I was looking up through the bottom when it finally shined on me. Lord, I was looking up through the bottom when it finally shined on me.
Thank you for that beautiful number. Before I introduce our brother as the speaker of this hour, I would like to say a few words about him, tell you something of him and his ministry. A number of years ago, when he was a boy, he wanted to study English. And he had one purpose in mind, that he might help visitors and guests in Mexico, that he might be of service to the church. 5 years ago, he got a passport with the intention of coming here to visit us, but he was frustrated in that effort by the American consul there in Merida. They wouldn't let him come. So this year, his prayers and his dream and our prayers have been answered, and he's able to be here with us. It says in our agenda, our schedule, that Brother Placido is an elder in the church. That's incorrect. He's a priest. A couple of years ago, we lost the service of one of our elders, and our ministry are few in number, and so we asked our Brother Placido if he would help us by pastoring a congregation. And he was ready to take up that task. His whole life has been directed to help in the service of the Lord. Today, Brother Placido is the pastor of two congregations. He spends 1 week in a village called Mayapan, he and his wife. The next week he spends in a village called Waikei. A third week he spends in a town called San, where this work began, helping the pastor there and working with the young people. And then he repeats the cycle over again. Brother Placido, a year ago we had our first church-wide reunion in Yucatan. We have about 15 congregations there, and so it was quite a job of coordinating it, making all the arrangements for a place for the reunion and for the food and for the meetings and the services. Our brother Placido is the one who made all those arrangements and organized the reunion. We've had several young people's reunions, and our brother Placido is the one who has arranged for these young people's reunions. He is the director of our young people's organization throughout the country of Mexico. He's the secretary of the Conference of the Ministry in Mexico. It really doesn't sound like I'm talking about one young man, but I am. I'm talking about our brother Placido Coyoc, who is going to speak to us now. So give him your careful and your prayerful attention. Placido.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters in the great family of Jesus Christ. It is a real pleasure for me to be here for the first time. I appreciate your prayers for us, and it's an honor for me to be here. But as I told you yesterday, excuse me for my mistakes when I speak English, I studied just a year and a half. It is still hard for me to explain my thoughts. But this afternoon, I hope you will understand my thoughts. As you know, your language is very hard. Then, this afternoon, I'm going to speak a little bit about the scriptures. I think I don't have too much to teach to you, because I know that you know more than I am. But before this, I would like to give to each one of you the great things of all the brothers and the sisters in Yucatan. When I left, they were very sad. They want to come here too, to meet you, because they always pray for each one of you. They pray in Spanish, they pray in Maya, both. They always pray for every one of you, for the ministers, for the work here. We usually remember some of the ministers who have gone to Yucatan, Brother Donald, Brother Alvin, Brother Jim, and other Joel and other ministers who have gone there. The young people likes to give their greetings to the young people here. They want to meet the young people here too. They always pray for the young people here in everywhere in this world. Then we also have a small group of young brothers who are studying the scriptures with us. We have a course for them, and they told me to give the greetings to each one of you. Well, as you can hear, I have many greetings for each one of you. We always think about the people here. For many years, I had the dream to come here and to meet you face to face. This afternoon, my dream is a reality, to come here and talk to you. When I was a little boy, I remember Brother Leon Yates. Since that time, I promised to myself that someday I'll be as him. I have had several problems in my own life, but I thank to my Heavenly Father that in all the problems, I am still firm in this faith. Thank you for your prayers, for your favors for me and for all the people down in Yucatan. My father and my family, they have much love for each one of you. When I left home, they were very sad because they want to come too. All the people wants to come here and talk to you and meet you face to face because they always pray for you and they have the same faith as you have. But until they don't know you face to face, but they always have a good desire for each one of you and for the work here in the United States. This afternoon, I would like to speak a little bit about the scriptures. For me, this occasion, it's a wonderful experience. It's an experience that I will never forget. I will never forget this occasion because it's one of my dreams. Now I can die because I have made a dream in my life. It's a wonderful experience to know new people, new friends. It's a wonderful experience to meet someone new in our lives. I like very much to meet new people in my life. I have several friends in Yucatan. I have several friends in other states of Mexico. And I have a lot of friends here. But you are not just my friends, you are my brothers in Christ. It is a wonderful experience for me to have this opportunity to talk to you a little English. And I think this experience I will never forget. I would like to talk this afternoon about a story in the Old Testament when two people meet each other for the first time. I'm going to read in the first book of Samuel, chapter 18, 1 to 5. First book of Samuel, chapter 18, 1 to 5. I'm going to ask my brother Donald to read it for us, because I can't read in English.
Is this microphone on?
Yes.
Chapter 18, verses 1 to 5. And it came to pass, when he had ceased speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David. And Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day, and would let him go no more home to his father's house. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant, because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him, and gave it to David, and his garments, even to his sword, and to his bow, and to his belt. And David went out wherever Saul sent him, and behaved himself wisely. And Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants.
Thank you. Brothers and sisters, this is the history that I would like to talk about a little. We're speaking about two people named David and Jonathan. For the first time, they meet each other. They felt love to each other. That's my experience here. When I can see you face to face, I feel much, much love than some time ago. These two people, this history tells us that they go together, it says, because he loved him as his own soul, because they love one another. That is important for us in our lives. The love, the sincere love of our hearts to our friends, to our neighbors. It's important to have this love in our lives, like David and Jonathan. When they met for the first time, they felt love one another. That's an example for us. We need to feel love for one another. It is easy to say that I loved you. It is easy, but we must show in our works that we loved, or we loved our neighbor or brothers. And I'm sure that each one of you loved one another. And I'm sure that your brothers in Yucatan love each one of you. And here you love to the people there. It is a wonderful experience, because in this afternoon I represent the brothers in Yucatan, in Quintana Roo. Then two nations are unit in this afternoon with one purpose: to praise, to worship our Heavenly Father. It is a wonderful experience to have met you, each one of you, to hear your words, to see your activities in this place. We are beginning our reunions too. Last year we began our reunions, and I would like that someday 2, 3, 4 of you can go there to visit us in our reunions. I'm sure that all the brothers and the sisters and the children and the young people there would like to see you face to face. It's an important thing to love one another, as the two people we have read in this history, David and Jonathan. Sometimes in the young people, among them usually have problems, but the important thing is to have love in one another, to have faith in our Heavenly Father. It is wonderful to know, to meet someone for the first time. In my personal life, I always like to meet a new person, a new friend in my life, because to have a friend is a wonderful experience, and to have a brother in Jesus Christ is more than that. But I have known that in my life the most wonderful experience I have had is that to meet Christ. There is many stories in the Bible, and I can't explain you in English, but I would like to read another stories in the Bible that is the story of one man that for the first time had the opportunity to meet Jesus Christ. It's the most wonderful experience. It is wonderful to know new people, but it is more wonderful to meet Christ in our lives. I would like to read in Luke chapter 19, 1 to 10. Luke chapter 19, 1 to 10. I'm going to ask my brother to read it.
Chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was the chief among the tax collectors, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not because of the crowd, for he was little of stature. And he ran ahead, and he climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen.
Thank you. My brothers and sisters, I'm sure that each one of you have read this history about a man For the first time, he met Jesus Christ. In this history, it tells us that this man was little, but he saw, he looked for the opportunity to see Jesus Christ, because he knows that he is his only opportunity. And the important thing is that this man received Jesus Christ in his house and in his heart. And Jesus said to him, "This day is salvation come to this house." Is the important thing that Jesus said to him. This day is salvation come to this house. The day that he received Jesus Christ in his house and in his heart, this day the salvation comes to his house. That's an important, a wonderful experience, because we realized that this man received Jesus Christ, met Jesus Christ for the first time. But the important thing is that he accepted the salvation. He made an effort to see Jesus Christ. He made an effort. That is an example for each one of us. We need to make an effort to meet Christ in our lives. We need to make an effort. And I'm sure that each one of you has made an effort to come here. Your brothers in Yucatan made the same effort. They usually travel to our reunions in rented trucks. They come to our reunions. Some of them travel 4-5 hours standing in the truck with their child, and it is an effort because they want to serve our Heavenly Father. They want to meet Jesus Christ. It is important to make an effort to serve our God. I have seen your effort because you have come in here from different places, far from here. And that's the same effort your brothers in Yucatan make. They traveled. I remember once when we had a reunion in Jobaín. That's the place where I live. Then the brothers of San left from Jobaín at 11 o'clock at night. It took them around 4 hours to get to Tam. And in the middle of the road, it began to rain almost at 12:30 at night. Began to rain, and all their clothes are wet. When they arrive in Tam, their clothes are not wet because of the wind. That's an effort. That's an effort we usually make to serve our Father, like this man in this history made an effort to climb in a tree, and he saw Jesus Christ. He was a little, but it doesn't matter. Then it is an example for us to make an effort. Sometimes we say we don't have time. Your brothers in Yucatan says the same thing. They don't have time. But time never we have time. We must give the time to do something. That's an important thing. I have seen in my own experience, I have been working as a pastor for 2 years. I have seen that I always need to do an effort. When I travel, I usually have some problems because of the transportation there. Sometimes it's raining and I need to walk on the street with the rain. Sometimes the roads are flooded with water and I need to walk in the water. That's my work, and I have made a decision in my life. A decision that I will fulfill all my life. When I travel to YLK, where I usually go on Saturday, we have some problems in the bus because the transportation there is not very good. We have some people there who are drunk and fighting inside the bus, and it's dangerous to travel with a family there. But I usually make an effort to go there. It's our work. It's our task to do here. The salvation is free. It doesn't cost any money. We can't buy our salvation. But we need to make an effort. An effort. Some people say, I don't go to the church because I'm tired. That's an effort you need to do. If you're tired, you need to go to the church. Because we need to make an effort. If we are sick, sometimes, when we are sick, we need to go to the church if it's possible. I remember once when I need to go to a place to give a service. In the morning, I had a stomach ache. I don't know if it's right. Terrible. I went to the doctor. But it's still... And that day, I need to go to give service. What I'm going to do? I have a responsibility, and I am sick. But I made an effort to go. I made an effort that because when I was traveling, my stomach, I'm sick. But in the middle of the service, I feel that the ache is not in my stomach. And since that time, I don't have any troubles of that kind. Well, I would like to tell you so much, but I don't have many words in English. In Spanish, I have a lot of words. In Maya, I have two. But this afternoon, I just like to say that we must do an effort to serve our Lord, because the salvation has come to our lives. It's a wonderful experience for us to accept Jesus Christ in our lives, to serve, to have a worship, to have a fellowship in the church with our brothers, because our brothers in Christ, they are our best friends, because they love, because they loved us and we love them. We love one another. Our friends at work or in other places, sometimes they are not sincere. But we have a friend that is sincere, Jesus Christ. That was the experience of this man, Zacchaeus. He met Christ in his life and he accepted. On that day, the salvation came to his house. For so much as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of the Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. In this history, it tells us that Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. We were lost, but Jesus came to seek us and save us. That's a wonderful thing. And we have a wonderful experience in our lives. We are happy. We have the happiness that other people don't have. One time, a brother in Yucatan gave his testimony that before he met Christ in his life, in his family, he didn't have happiness. But when he accepted Jesus Christ, he realized that this life is happy because he has accepted Jesus Christ. And I think that each one of you have this experience to meet Jesus Christ and accept the salvation and make an effort to follow him in all the life. That's our decision. And to keep his commandments. It's the task that we have here. I would like to read another. In John 15,
verse 14, ye are my friends if you do whatever I command you.
Thank you. In this small verse, Jesus tells us that we are his friends if we do what he has commanded to us. That's an important thing. It is wonderful to have friends, but it's most important thing to have Christ as our friend in our lives, because it's the best friend we have known. Jesus Christ is the best friend for us. If we do what He has commanded to us, we are his friends. If we don't do, we are not his friends. But I'm sure that every one of us, we have a friend in Jesus Christ. That's an important thing. That's an important thing in our life, to make Jesus Christ as our friend, because he is a friend for us. He is a friend that he will never leave us. Sometimes in our lives we have problems and sometimes have doubts, but Jesus always help us in our problems, in our lives. That's important to know that Jesus Christ is our friend. Everywhere, if you go to Yucatan, Jesus Christ is there. If you go to Canada and other parts of this world, Jesus Christ is there. The important thing is to know that Jesus know what we do. If I am here in the United States, far from my family, far from my brothers, if I walk in those streets of your country, the people doesn't know me, but Christ is know me in everywhere I can go in this world. That's an important thing. If we are in Yucatan, God is seeing our works, and we need to be a friend of Jesus Christ in our lives with effort, like Zacchaeus. He made an effort to see Jesus Christ, and he invited Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ went to his house, and he says, half of my things I give to the poor people. That's the gospel made in our lives. When we don't know Jesus Christ, we cannot say the words that this man said. When your brothers there in Yucatan, they don't have much to offer to you, but I have seen that when anyone who goes there, they like to give the things that they have. I was surprised last month when I went to visit a family. When I arrived at their house, they were going to eat, and they are eating two small pumpkins. And he says, come to eat. And I say, no, I am full. But they say, come. And I accepted, and I am eating with them, with glad, with happiness. That's an important thing, because they don't have much to offer, but they offer that what they have. It's an important thing that they spend their time to serve our Lord, and they give their time to work in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Then I'm going to read a part in the Book of Mormon, in the third book of Nephi, chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 110. To 112.
Third Nephi 5:110. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Thank you.
Amen.
In this words, it tells to us that we must do our treasures not here in this land, but in the heaven. It's important thing to know that our treasures must be in the heaven, not here. I have seen many people, for example, in the tourist places, have hotels, restaurants, other kind of treasures. But when they died, the buildings is here in this world. Because when we born here, we don't bring anything without clothes. And when we died, in the same way. The important thing is to make our treasures in the heaven, to make our efforts to serve our Lord. It's an important thing for us. Brother Don told you that I'm working almost full time in this gospel, because as you know, we are just six ministers in Yucatan with a lot of people, with several churches there. And I think to work for the Lord, and I make my treasures in heaven. I don't have anything in this world. I don't have material things, but I have a treasure in the heaven. And I think that each one of you have the same decision, have the same intent to work, to make their treasures in the heaven. That's an important thing. Because in the following chapter 6, verse 11, in the same book, chapter 6, 11, it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and the righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Seek first the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. We must do that in our lives, to seek first. After our work, if it's possible. First, the kingdom of God is an important thing, because it was easy for me to stay at home and work and make some money for my family, for my house, for my business. But it's most important thing to come here to preach the gospel and to represent the Church of Christ in Yucatan, here in the United States. I would like to talk to you a little bit about our works there. Last year we began with our reunions. I had this idea for many years, but last year we began with these reunions because I have realized that it is an important thing to share our experience, to share beautiful moments in worship to the Lord. Then we planned to do one general reunion each year. And last year it was in November, but this year I think it will be in the last part of October. We have a general reunion with all the churches there. We usually make it in Mérida, the city of Mérida, the capital of Yucatán. And I would like to invite some of the ministers here in the United States, if it's possible, to go there. Because I'm sure that the brothers there wants to meet you. And I am doing this invitation to our ministers here to go there, because it will be a wonderful experience for us, I'm sure. And we plan to, we made last year two reunions too for the young people, and the first is in February and the other is in July with the young people there. And I would like to invite, if it's possible, some of the young people here, some of the young ministers, to go there to see the young people there, to teach them if it's possible, because the people there need to teach them, not like here you know much more, but there we need to teach them about the doctrines, about the commandments of our Lord. We are doing, but we would like to invite you to see our reunions. It will be wonderful for us. Some of our dreams in the work in Yucatan is to make a building, to make a church in Mérida, because it's the capital of Yucatan, and we have a church there who is growing with 8 members, and that's the place where we hold our reunions. We rent a building. Our dreams is to construct a church there, a place where the young people there can study, can have their activities, and perhaps a room and a bathroom for our visitors maybe you, maybe one of the ministers can go there in Yucatan and have a small room for them. It's our plan to make, it's a dream for us. But I'm sure that I will do it with the help of our Heavenly Father. We would like to that someday that maybe this church can write some books or pamphlets for the people there, because we need it. Maybe someday we can have a book where to sing like this. I'm sure that we can sing all the songs there. It's an important thing for us. In my personal plans, I have many dreams, but it is. I think that God will help me with this work. In one of my plans, that someday is to buy a car and go to the several places we have in Yucatan to serve our Father. I'm sure someday I will do it with the help of our Father. I have many things to tell you, but I don't have many words in English to tell you. But I hope that you have understood what are my ideas. The important thing that we saw this afternoon is the history of David and Jonathan. They love one another. And it is an example for us to love one another. And it is a wonderful experience for me to have met you. And the other history, it tells us that we need to make an effort to serve our Heavenly Father. And I'm sure that you have made an effort to come here to be in this reunion. And the wonderful thing that we realized in our life is to have accepted the salvation like the man in the history, Zacchaeus. He accepted the salvation. That's important thing. And other part that we saw this afternoon is that we are the friends of Christ if we do what he has commanded to us. It's that it's our task in this world to serve our Christ, to be a friend of Jesus Christ in our lives. My desire is to come back here. But if it was not possible, it doesn't matter, because I have made a dream in my life. It is a wonderful experience for me. Our prayers are for each one of you. The brothers there always pray for you and all my family, and I will continue to pray for each one of you. God bless you.
Would it be fair to say if I would represent your feelings in telling our brother that we're most happy to hear his words and his dreams and expectations?
Amen.
Hermano. Estamos muy agradecidos a Dios por sus palabras y sus sueños compartidos a nosotros. Yes. Let us rejoice that we have this opportunity to share in the dreams and the aspirations and the hopes of our brother, who indeed represents the best of Yucatan. He comes from a family that has given their entire devotion and time to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And his dream from the time he was a boy was to serve the Lord. And as you perhaps have gathered, he spends all his time in doing that. So we were most happy to have this opportunity today. Did you have a song for closing? 378. 378.